Welcome to Planet Shakers. We're so excited to have you with us today. I'm going to be speaking on born identity. You were born for this day, and your identity is in Christ Jesus, and those two things together can change the world. Sit back and enjoy the sermon. In the month of September, we have what we call Supernatural Increase September. Last year, we had double portion September. This time, we had Supernatural Increase September. And the whole purpose is, if guest services can hand these out, the whole purpose is we really want to see momentum increase in the life of the church. And we're going to give you this, that 10 people you are believing for to bring in September. And the one that we really want to culminate into is September 16. And on September the 16th, last year was double portion Sunday, so we wanted to double our crowds, double our salvations, and double our giving. And so we encourage people to do that. But this year, it's supernatural increase, so we want to go beyond that. Amen? But let me show you what happens. What happened last year? This is what happened last year. This is what happened last year. Last year, remember, as a church, we have a goal for 150 people getting saved every weekend. That's what our goal was. And so leading up to that, in 2017, the average of people getting saved from February to September was 115 per week. Then we were believing for great momentum to happen, and in supernatural, well, double portion September, we saw it go to an average. We went from an average of 115 per week to 185 people giving lives to Jesus per week ever since then. And we saw 407 people give their life to Jesus in that September service. So that September double portion Sunday took us to a whole nother level, and it's created momentum that we haven't stopped. So we're now believing for 250 people to give their life to Jesus every weekend, and we're believing that this will happen this September. Who's believing that? So this time next year, I'll be saying, well, we're going to believe for now 350 per week. And so I want you to come, bring people, bring resource, bring your passion. And someone's taking a picture of me with a light on over there, and it's very distracting. His wife just told him, if you want a picture of me, I can stand here for you. And okay, cool. Nothing worse than seeing a little light out of a camera. Anyway, praise God. I get distracted really easy. Amen? Here you go. Yeah, we've seen that happen many, many times, Pastor. Hello, Jonathan. How are you doing? You listening to your father preach? You're really paying attention, or you're playing on your phone? Okay, good. Very good. Have you had a haircut? Oh, no. Okay. You're seeing that, what? You pushed it up. Could you share it with me, some hair? I went to the barbers this week. You go, why do you go to the barbers? I get my head shaved. And this lady was shaving my head. And I usually just sit there and fall asleep. And as she's shaving the front part of my head, I feel a slip of a blade. So you see that? I'm gangster. None of you people with nice little hair, razors, that's how tough I am. Not really, I'm just kidding. But she was really freaked out. She's like, oh, I said, well, when she did it, I said, I think I'm going to bleed. She goes, oh, no, it should be all right. And then blood started pouring out of my head. And she's like, oh. I said, get a Band-Aid. So she puts a Band-Aid on, and her boss comes over, and he says, what happened? And the boss does my hair normally. I said, well, she sort of slipped. And she goes, oh, yeah, she's freaking out, right? And I said, only 150,000 people on Sunday will see your work. And the boss goes, because I hadn't shaved my beard or my face, and he goes, because he normally shaves my face, he goes, if that's what she does on your head, imagine what she's going to do on your face. So I said, maybe we just leave my face alone because, you know, my wife needs to see how pretty I am all the time because I look like my daughter. Don't tell her that. She'll hate that. No. Anyway, just a little family discussion. I want to talk to you this evening on, we've been talking about the keys of the kingdom. Thank you. That's a good job. Keys of the kingdom. And we've been talking about how God gives you keys. We've been talking about supernatural increase and the keys to supernatural increase, because the kingdom we have is a kingdom of supernatural increase. And so I've been talking about different keys, but there's a key that we've taught over the years of the church, but it's something that is so important to every believer. And it is understanding your identity in Christ. Today, I want to speak to you briefly on born identity. You know, when you're born, you get born, they name you. They called me Russell. Which is a, you know, have you ever looked up meanings of names? Yeah, mine, Russell, means fox-like. And my middle name's Andrew, which means manly. So I'm a foxy man. And so that's why I cut my head, just to show how cool I am. And so when they name you, they give you an identity. They're Russell Evans. There's an identity attached to that name. But the Bible says you get born again when you come to Jesus. And that means you now have an identity, not just in the natural, but also in the spiritual. And we were once bound by sin, and now we have an identity as sons and daughters of Jesus. And so the problem in life is so many people don't know who they are in Jesus. They don't know what Jesus has done for them. So I want to speak to you about that this morning. The Bible says in Proverbs 30, there are three things that make the earth tremble, no, four it cannot endure. A slave who becomes a king. It's an amazing scripture, a slave who becomes a king. What's wrong with a slave becoming a king? Nothing. But if you bring your slave mentality into your kingship, and you operate as a king like a slave, you never, ever live according to the position you actually have. And so many Christians live their life. Jesus says that the Bible says that we are a royal priesthood, a holy nation. The Bible says we are kings and priests with Christ Jesus. The Bible says that the same spirit, that spirit of kingship, that spirit of sonship, that spirit that raised Christ from the dead lives in you and me. But the problem is we become born again, we become Christians. Many people become Christians, but they never truly discover who they are in Christ. I want to talk to every young person at heart here, because we all are young. You say, yeah, I'm not that young. Yes, you are. We're all young. It's all about comparison. If you're young, if you compare yourself with God, you're extremely young, because He's always been. So we're all young at heart. Young is a mindset, it's a mentality. And I've decided I'm going to continue to be young. But if every person gets this, Romans chapter 8, it says, so you have not received a spirit that makes you fearful slaves. You know, fear is something that gets you enslaved. It bounds you, it binds you. You know, there's a whole heap of things. The Bible says that we were sinners going to hell. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. So here is God saying we were in our sin, we were slaves to sin. But because of Jesus, He made us born again, and now we are sons and daughters. So here you see, it says, you did not receive a spirit that makes you a fearful slave. Instead, you received God's spirit when He adopted you. Everyone say adopted. You as His own children. Now we call Him Abba Father, Daddy, Daddy. For His spirit joins with our spirit to affirm we are God's children. I love it that God says we're adopted. You go, Really?
Yes. You know, when I was born, I came as my parents couldn't decide how I would come, whether I'd be a male or female, whether I would be intelligent, whether I'd be talented at sport or music. And I'm a male and I'm intelligent and everything and great at sport and amazingly good looking. And look at some of you going, really? Yeah. Play me in table tennis and you'll see. But the thing is, they didn't know how I would come out, because I came as I came. But when you're adopted, you're picked out. You're chosen. That's why in the body of Christ, there shouldn't be no self-image issues. Why? Because we're God's children. And God says we're awesome. God says we're amazing. And the Bible says that we're made in His image. The Bible says in Genesis 1 that we're made in the image of God. And in the image of God, He has made us. So God, is God perfect? Does God make mistakes? No. So God says, I'm going to make you in my image. That means I think you're perfect. I think you're amazing. I think you're incredible, because God is amazing. And He says, I made you in my image. In the Lion King, Simba is there, and Mufasa goes away, and Simba gets led into, where's the place he gets led? The woodlands, whatever it is. And he loses his identity. And then he looks in the water one day and he sees that he's no longer a little lion, whatever they call it. He's now a real lion, and he has his picture of his dad, and his dad says, Simba, you've always been a king. I put a kingship in you. But the problem with Simba is he lost his identity. I know it's a cartoon, but so many people are like Simba. They get distracted in life, they get disappointed in life, they get hurt in life, and they end up in places that they go, I don't know who I am anymore. I don't understand why I'm here anymore. I don't know why. Why? Because the enemy has tried to lead them from their identity. Whew! This is good. You see, to understand your identity, you need to change the way you think. Romans chapter 12 says, don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you, by the way you think. Then you'll learn to know God's will for your life, which is good, pleasing, and perfect. So God's saying here that we got to change the way we think. Our spirit has already changed, but we've got to get our thinking in line with our spirit. In other words, we can't operate as a slave because we're now a king. See, the world does not define you. Don't let the world define image. God defines your image. You see, this phone operates under the manufacturer's guide. You learned how to use this phone by the manufacturer. You can look at the pictures on these phones, but these pictures don't happen unless the phone operates correctly. And the enemy tries to put up pictures in your life, and he tries to make it look like you look a certain way. It's time to take a selfie in the spirit and say, God, what do I look like to you? And he goes, amazing, powerful, brilliant. You don't have to look like anyone else. You don't have to appear like anyone else. Do not let Hollywood define who you are. Do not let the media define who you are. Don't even let your friends define who you are. Let your manufacturer define who you are. Let God define who you are, because it's in His identity you were created. You were created by God. You're not a monkey that got lucky. You're not this amoeba that became a person. You are made in the image of God, and the enemy has tried to steal people's identity over the years. Hollywood does not set identity. You see people say, well, you got to be skinny's beautiful, get a look, you know? No. Who determines that? Nothing wrong with being skinny. I'd like to be skinnier, but I got more beauty on me. See, Hollywood doesn't define what beauty is. God defines what beauty is. And God looks at the heart, not the outside. He says, I've made you amazing. I've made you incredible. So when you get up in the morning, you don't have to look at yourself and say, who am I? I'm nobody. I'm nothing. I'm no... No. You are made in the image of God. You are made. So you got to start changing your thinking to say, hey, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. But if you don't know the manufacturer's manual, you'll never discover who you are. What is the manufacturer's manual? It's the Bible. And the Bible is like a mirror. And it says, hey, you can do all things through Christ who gives you strength. It says, you are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. It says, you're the head and not the tail. You're above and not beneath. See, that's why you need to know the Bible so you can quote it over your identity. I'm anointed and I'm appointed. Come on. You see, your mistakes isn't your identity. I am not my mistakes. I'm a child of God. I might have messed up, but that's not who I am. I am the righteousness of Christ. I am. See, he is the great I am. And he says, I put an I am in you. You are a son and a daughter of God. People say to me, well, what do you think about this generation? Oh, there's so many problems. I said, I don't know any. They said, are you living in the real world? I said, yes, I am. But I don't see problems. I see potential. I see destiny. I don't see discouragement. I see destiny. I see greatness. I see history makers. I see planet shakers. I see people who have got a call from God. You need to understand, God's not looking for your perfection. He's looking for your heart. See, the devil says, oh, you mess up here. Look at you, look at you, look at you. It's like, who's Scar? Look at you, Simba. It's because of you, your daddy died. Guess what? I want to tell you, look at you. It's because of you, your Jesus died. But he died to change your name. He died to give you a purpose. He died to give you a destiny. He died so that he could pay the price. You are the righteousness of Christ. The Bible says you are in Christ Jesus. That means if I'm in Christ Jesus, that I am royalty, heaven royalty. That's you. Is there any limitation to Jesus? That means there's no limitation to you. But if you live, well, I got, you know, I'm not good enough. Who finds it easier believing for miracles for other people? Yeah. Give me a wave. Yeah, you know why? Because you live with you and you judge yourself whether you're good enough to get a miracle. And God says, all of you aren't good enough, but I've made you good enough. I've made you right. I've made you holy. I've made you free. I've made you to live with purpose and destiny. I am that I am. Got to change the way you think. Stinking thinking. Got to get rid of your stinking thinking. Insecurity, stinking thinking. I've been through, you're always working through stuff, but you got to decide, I'm going to take that thought captive and I'm going to release the thought of God. Will anyone ever love me? Yes. Before the creation of the world, God loved you. Oh, I feel alone. No, you're not alone. You know why? Because we have a song that says it. I am not alone. No, it's based on scripture. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He's always there. He's omnipresent. He's always there. He's always on your side. Don't let the world define you. Don't let them put a label on you. You're this, you're that, you're a millennium, you're a Gen X. No. I'm a child of God. That's my identity. I get tired of labels. You're this, you're that, you're a minority, you're a majority, you're poor, you're rich. No, I am who He says I am. I am a son of God. And if He be for me, who can be against me? The enemy might come in like a flood, but God raises up a standard, and His standard is in you and me. Identity. If you understand this, you change your world. You see, we need to change their minds, but we also need heart changes. Galatians 4, and that's what it is with us. Before Christ came, we were like children. We were slaves to the basic spiritual principles of this world. But when the right time came, God sent His Son. If this scripture doesn't excite you, you need to get your exciter excited. God sent His Son. Born of a woman, subject to the law. God sent Him to buy freedom for us who were slaves to the law, so that He could adopt us as His very own children. And because we are God's children, God has sent His Spirit of His Son into our hearts, prompting us to call out, Abba, Father. You are no longer a slave, but God's own child. And since you are His child, God has made you an heir, an inheritor, a possessor, somebody with the resources of heaven. Got to change your heart. Change our hearts, God, to have a revelation of who we are in our hearts. You see, you say, well, how do I start doing that? Well, here's a way that can help you. What we declare starts a process that determines what we believe. Romans 10, verse 9 to 17 says, if you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart, so if you speak it, you believe it. It says that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God, and it's by openly declaring your faith that you are saved. So belief comes in the heart, and faith is stirred by when we speak. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Because then it goes on and it says this. This is so cool. For it is by believing in your heart that you make right with God, and it's by openly declaring your faith that you're saved. As the scripture tells us, anyone who trusts in Him will never be disgraced. Jew and Gentile are the same in this respect. In other words, a church for all. There is no, well, they're that continent. Yeah, sure, but the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. So yes, continents might be there, but they're God's. That means we have the same dad. I don't. You know what I love about our family? We are from different backgrounds, different upbringings, different cultures, different skin colors, but we have the same heart. That's the heart of a son and a daughter of God. And our identity isn't based on our education. Our identity isn't based on our job. Our identity isn't based on what continent we were born in. Our identity is based on who He is and what He is in our life. It says this. As the scripture tells us, anyone who trusts will never be disgraced. They have the same Lord who gives generously to all who call on Him. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord, everyone will be saved. But how can they call on Him to save them unless they believe in Him? And how can they believe in Him if they've never heard about Him? So speaking declaration shifts hearts. Wow. How can they hear about him unless somebody tells them? And how can anyone go and tell them without being sent? This is why the scripture says, how beautiful are the feet of the messengers who bring good news. But not everyone welcomes the good news. And then it goes on, so faith comes by hearing, that is hearing the good news about Christ. I love that this week we have released our new Boom single, Let Me Tell You About It. Why is that? It's because it's an identity song. Let me tell you about him. Jesus. And it goes on to tell people about him. What happens when we're telling people about him? Faith comes by hearing. Our heart changes. Then we've got to change our thinking to be like him. Let me tell you about him. Jesus is his name. By the way, everyone who's watching online who doesn't know, let me tell you about him. It's this, let me tell you about him. It's just making the word. You know, someone put, oh, that's a little corny, right? And Pastor Scott, who is a master's in theology, wrote back, what, corny? The Bible's corny, is it? And then they changed it. Well, let me tell you about it. But I love how something got released this week because it's releasing an identity in a generation. It's releasing, you see, what you declare, you release on a generation, and we're declaring Jesus over this generation, Jesus over every generation, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Come on, let's play this track, not the band, let's play the track on the screen, and come on, I want you to sing it and release the sound of heaven in this place.
Let me tell you about him, Jesus is his name. And I'm all about him, I live to bring him praise. He is the way and the truth and the life, God is three in one. Reigning undefeated, our God is overcome.
Jesus,
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 Jesus.
Let me tell you about him, King of kings.
Come on,
Lord of lords,
everybody.
There is no one like him, there is none at all. Alpha and Omega, resurrected Savior, Jesus. Let me tell you about him.
Come on, everybody, from the back.
Closer than a brother, he will never leave. God is my provider, he is all I need. He is God Almighty, he will never change. We cry holy, holy, name above all names. Let me tell you about him.
King of kings.
Come on,
the Lord. There is no one like him. There is none at all. Alpha and Omega. Resurrected Savior. Jesus is his name. Let me tell you about him.
I love this bit. Come on, let it be a declaration of praise. Let the world know.
There's a billion angels bow before your throne. There's the sound of all the saints as we praise you alone. King of all kings, Lord of all lords. You're the one who is the one to reign.
Come on, from the back to the front. Come on, let's tell the world that Jesus is alive. He's alive, he's alive, he's alive. Worship him. Come on. Yeah. Yeah. Come on, somebody. Give him praise. Jesus. So much for being with us today. We pray that you have a revelation of who Jesus is and who you are in Christ. We would love to connect with you, whether it's on email, church@planetshakers.com, or whether it's on any social media forum, whether it's Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Send us a message, tell us what God's doing in your life, and we'll see you next week. God bless you. Have a great day.